Text is found in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?
Well, we got a couple of bits of good news this morning. One, that Mickey's doing well, and this sermon's not going to last very long. So you'll get to eat early today. What was I thinking? Tim called me this morning, and we were talking about Mickey. And he said, well, you think I ought to go down there? I said, well, Tim, yeah, I think you need to go. Well, I didn't know Dale was out of town, and I didn't know Steve was out of town. So I guess it kind of fell in my lap. And I appreciate Jacob, who on short notice led the singing, and those were the songs that I picked out. So, you know, sometimes when we lead the singing, we like to pick out songs that's in our wheelhouse, and so I'm not sure that he was comfortable in leading all those songs, but those were the ones I picked out, and I appreciate him tackling them and doing a good job on them like he did. What I want to talk to you about today is we're going to study the book of John, chapter 8, and I'm going to do some reading from that chapter. I'm going to begin in verse 2. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and the people came to him and sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in his midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, the very act. Now Moses and the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something on which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear them. You know, don't you often wonder, I know most everybody in here is familiar with this text, but don't you wonder what Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground? These Pharisees, scribes and Pharisees, were always trying to trip Jesus up with something. They wanted him to say something that they could accuse him of blaspheming or something that they could do in order to condemn him to death. But he stooped down and he wrote something on the ground, and in verse 7 it continues, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. When you think about this verse and what we read in James a few minutes ago about judging one another, what he's saying to these people here, if you don't have any sin, then you should be the one to cast the first stone, basically is what he's saying. I think about us as being Christians, and if y'all have been in class on Wednesday night, I may be repeating myself a little bit, but last Wednesday night we talked about these very verses that we read in James. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be very careful about how we judge one another. You know, we make decisions and we make judgments each day. And I wonder if Jesus, if he walked into this room right now, how would we judge Jesus if we didn't know it was him and he came in? Would we look at him as a man with which, you know, we have these descriptions where we think about what Jesus looked like, and so everybody in their mind has an idea about what they think Jesus looks like. My thoughts would be that a man that has rather long hair, probably a beard, I don't think that Jesus was an attractive man. So if he came into this audience today, how would we look at him? How would we judge his appearance? What would we think about that man based on what we saw on the outside? And so many times, we make judgments based on the outer man, not what's in his heart. We look at a man's clothing that he might have on, and we look at the way he dresses or the way he combs his hair or the facial hair on his face, and we make judgments about those individuals based on those things that we see from a physical appearance. And really, those things are not important, are they? Not everybody has a lot of money. Not everybody can dress in fine clothes. And so we have to be very careful about how we judge individuals who don't look like we think they ought to look. But the heart is what's important in a man, not his outward appearance. And Jesus knew that these men were judging this woman, and he also knew that they had sin in their life, just as we all do. You know, there's nobody in here that's without sin. Bible tells us that we sin every day. He who says he has no sin is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we know that we commit these sins. We know that we make mistakes. But these mistakes have to be something that we don't purpose in our heart to make. They're inadvertent sins. If we plan to make a sin, or plan to do sin, then that's altogether different. But in verse 8, and again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. They had made a judgment on this woman. They had decided that she was sinned and was in need of death. When Jesus convicted them and said, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone, then the crowd thinned out, didn't it? Their conscience convicted them because they knew that they were wrong. When Jesus raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of you? Has no one condemned you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Everyone walked away, realizing that they had sin in their life as well. They didn't condemn her. Christ didn't condemn this woman. Christ came so that through him we might have that hope of life. Neither I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He knew that she had sinned, and she knew that she had sinned. But what's Jesus telling her to do? Go and sin no more. And that's what we should do. When we come to God and ask for forgiveness of sins, we get that forgiveness if we're trying to live that Christian life, and we are in Christ. But our goal should be not to commit those sins again. And so we must try very hard to do that, where we don't commit those same sins over and over. And I've said it before, a lot of times we have avenues to help us keep from committing those sins that we don't take advantage of. We have prayer. We have friends. We have our brothers and sisters in Christ that we can call on to help us if we're in time of need, where we have those things that are facing us, that are tempting us. And so if we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and ask him to remove those temptations from us, then we will be putting on that full armor of God that's available to us to help protect us, as Keith said, from the wiles of the devil. In verse 13, the Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I bear witness of myself, My witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from and where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. And yet, if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law, testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then he said to them, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, and he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not come yet. God and Jesus have a righteous judgment. We know through his word what his commandments say and what we're supposed to do as Christians, following his commandments and doing his will, obeying his will. So if we fail to do those things that we know that God has instructed us to do, what recourse do we have? We don't have one, do we? Because we have willingly disobeyed what God has told us to do. But if we do the things that he tells us to do, then he's going to welcome us home to that happy home in heaven someday. Let's not be judges while we're on this earth. Let's be Christians that love one another and try to help each other get to the place where we all want to go. And so this morning, look at yourselves. If you want to judge somebody, judge yourself. See if you're where you need to be when it comes to God's word. See if you are the Christian that is described in the New Testament as being the faithful New Testament Christian. What are you doing to further the cause of Christ? Jesus extended invitation to all of us. If you're not living the life that you need to be, and you've not been baptized into Christ, then you never know what the next moment's going to bring. We look at what's occurred this morning with Mickey. When he went to bed last night, he had no idea the things that were going to transpire like they have this morning. And we don't either. We don't know what the next moment's going to bring, do we? So we've always got to be prepared for the worst. If you haven't put on Christ in baptism, there's no better time than today. But if you have put on Christ in baptism and you've fallen away, you're not doing the things that you should be doing. You have public sin in your life that needs to be corrected. Whatever the need is, you have the opportunity this morning as we stand and sing to get those things corrected.